Ruth. Chapter 1. Now in the days when the judges administered justice, a famine occurred in the land, and a man went from Bethlehem in Judah to reside as a foreigner in the fields of Moab, he along with his wife and his two sons. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah, and they came to the fields of Moab and remained there. After some time, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. The men later married Moabite women. One was named Orpah, and the other was named Ruth. They remained there for about 10 years. Then the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, also died, and the woman was left without her two children and her husband. So she started out with her daughters-in-law to return from the fields of Moab, for she had heard in Moab that Jehovah had turned his attention to his people by giving them food. She left the place where she had been living with both of her daughters-in-law. As they were walking on the road to return to the land of Judah, Naomi said to both of her daughters-in-law,
"Go, return, each of you to your mother's home. May Jehovah show loyal love to you, just as you have shown it to the men who have died, and to me. May Jehovah grant that each of you find security in the home of your husband."
Then she kissed them, and they wept loudly. They kept saying to her,
"No, but we will go with you to your people."
But Naomi said,
"Return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Can I still give birth to sons who could become your husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I have grown too old to marry. Even if I could hope to find a husband tonight and could also bear sons, would you keep waiting for them until they could grow up? Would you refrain from getting remarried for their sakes? No, my daughters, I feel very bitter for you, because the hand of Jehovah has turned against me."
Again they wept loudly, after which Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and departed. But Ruth stuck with her. So Naomi said,
"Look, your widowed sister-in-law has returned to her people and her gods. Return with your sister-in-law."
But Ruth said,
"Do not plead with me to abandon you, to turn back from accompanying you. For where you go, I will go, and where you spend the night, I will spend the night. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May Jehovah do so to me, and add to it, if anything but death should separate me from you."
When Naomi saw that Ruth insisted on going with her, she stopped trying to convince her. And they both continued on their way until they came to Bethlehem. As soon as they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole city became stirred up over them, and women were saying,
"Is this Naomi?"
She would say to the women,
"Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has made life very bitter for me. I was full when I went, but Jehovah made me return empty-handed. Why should you call me Naomi, when it is Jehovah who opposed me, and the Almighty who caused me calamity?"
This is how Naomi returned from the fields of Moab, along with her Moabite daughter-in-law, Ruth. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.